What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 18th day of July, 2024. And this is Pledge Week, Pledge Week, Pledge Week. And folks, boy, we're up against it tonight. We are up again, but I'll tell you about that. But first, back in the phone booth, Pastor's Mighty Men, we're one man short, but that hasn't stopped us. They'll fight to the last man, and we have Pastor Richard there and Deacon Eric, and then in the glass cage, ready to throw his life down if he has to for us right here. There's none other, and he'll do it in style, because his name is Style. Hey, Style.
I didn't know I was part of the Secret Service now.
Yeah. I got a story I'll tell you someday on that Secret Service thing. But anyhow, you heard the cackling. There's always a lot of cackling, never any eggs. There you go. It's Leaping Lizards, Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All right. And I am your humble host, poor old Pastor Ernie. Listen, we're surrounded tonight. We're up against it. We're one man short, back in the booth. And now, not only is this Pledge Week, but President Trump is going to be giving a speech during my program. Right during my program, folks. So I'm up against some very, very hard.
It was nice of you to let him do it, though.
Yeah, well, I thought he should have the chance. After all, he's had a traumatic week, right? And I hope he remembers this the next time I get shot at. Anyhow. So, we need to hear from you. Now, we already have one pledge, and that's me. I did it again. I put my money where my mouth is. Oh, by the way, I wanted to say Tuesday night, just right at the last minute, right at the strike of midnight, Anonymous pledged that one of our faithful donors pledged $1,000, and we never mentioned his name because he said he wanted to go by Anonymous. But anyhow, and I started out tonight. I put my money where my mouth is and pledged $1,000. So I'm looking for some matchers tonight. at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We need some matches, so if we're out there, you're listening to us, help us out tonight, because everybody's going to be listening to President Trump, and not to us, folks. We need to hear from you. Those of you that don't have a television or aren't on the internet. By the way, got to tell you this: that latest reports coming out is Radio Inc. recognizes talk radio is still number one. That's right. Talk radio, folks. More people listening, they get their news from radio, AM talk radio. AM talk radio is still number one. It represents the largest share of audio listening at 36%. 36%. So radio is the most trusted media. 63% of adults say that they have either a lot or some trust in radio. That's a 3-point increase from 2020. So guess what? The mainstream media, they're really losing credibility for good reasons. According to the media agency survey conducted on January, U.S. Census balanced sample of 22,000 respondents, 57% report having listened to radio in the past 37 days, while 72% says they have listened to a streaming audio service overall. Just half, 51% of radio listeners involved in sample are also streaming and supported audio, while 63% of ad-supported streaming audio listeners reported also listening to radio. So anyhow, the long and the short of it, AM talk radio is still, we're still the number one as far as people listening to us and getting their news from us and not from PMSNBC and what they call the mainstream media. Anyhow, I got to get into our message. The title of the message was, I got to get out the numbers, 888-281-1110. That's the credit card number. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Title of the message was Going Strictly by the Book. Strictly by the Book. We talked about that several times this week about how you've often heard that term, strictly by the book. We're going strictly by the book, and that works most of the time, but it doesn't always apply if you have mitigating circumstances. I know in the military, they always would say strictly by the book, but you couldn't always go strictly by the book because circumstances might be as such that you couldn't go strictly by the book. And even in the book, it would tell you that. So, and the same thing with often with police work, and often in other situations too. But there's only one that you can go strictly by the book every single time and not worry about any mitigating circumstances, because it's inerrant. Strictly by the book, all of the situations that might arise have already been, in one way or another, and having one application or another application right in God's Word, the Bible. It is the greatest source of wisdom and information that ever existed, and there will never be anything that can match it. And so, we're going to pick it up where we left off over in Romans chapter 15 and verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Well, the Apostle Paul is telling us here that, look, when the Old Testament Scriptures he was referring to were written for our learning, we need to know the actual factual history of things. And of course, now he is making a point too when he says, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, who may have, hope. Now that word hope, there's not the way we use it. I mean, You know, like if I'm saying, well, I hope that everybody calls in tonight will pledge $1,000. There's some doubt in my mind that that's going to happen, see? But in the way that that word there is used here in Scripture, it's more like what the word we have is assurance, blessed assurance. And so the blessed hope and the blessed assurance are one and the same. And then he says this, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that word they use is sumpticus in the Greek means to be of the same moral, having the same moral values and standards. Wherefore, receive you one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Well, when we go back here, for whatsoever things were written aforetime. Today, you know, there are people today that a lot of your neo-evangelicals, hopefully not a lot nowadays, but there are those out there, and I've talked to them, they'll only read the New Testament. They only read the New Testament. And I've had, see, you know, I pastor a New Testament church, but there are those that when you say New Testament church, that means they're actually telling you that they only read from the New Testament, not the Old Testament. They somehow, in their minds, they think the Old Testament was written strictly for the Jews. Not, folks. I just read it to you. For even Christ, please, well, no, let me go. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now, if that's bad enough, but there's even some worse. There are those out there, and I've talked to some, that will actually only read the red letters, okay? They only read the red letters. They believe that only the words of Christ. Now, I'll ask Style, see if he knows. Hey, Style.
What's up?
So you have 66 books of the canon, right?
Yeah.
Now, are they all inspired by God, or only is the red letters?
Well, it's only the red letter, right? Are we talking inspired or direct word?
It's inspired.
Well, it's all inspired.
So all 66 books, right?
All 66 are inspired.
That's what the Bible says about itself, right?
Yeah.
So then why do people, some of those folks out there, only hold to the red letter?
That one I can't answer you.
Stay in there, young fella. Keep listening. Someday you'll be able to answer that. Okay. Actually, the answer is in verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. They weren't reading those things that were written aforetime, so they weren't learning anything. So, anyhow, well, let me just take you over here. In fact, actually, there's another passage that goes along with this over in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, in fact. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Well, here, when he was talking about under the cloud, that was the Shekinah glory of the Lord. And so when you talk about the Shekinah glory of the cloud and being guided and protected, the Israelites in their exodus from Egypt. So while the sea was the Red Sea, which God opened for them, and so here you had, they were surrounded, they were, well, the next verse tells you, and we're all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Well, baptized is simply a transliteration of the Greek word baptismo, in fact, if you will, where he says, and that means in this situation where, well, let me see, what would be a good word? Inundated. Inundated would be a very good word, where he's telling you that here you've got the cloud and you've got the Red Sea they're about to go through, and he's referring to that, that he was completely inundated, and so he's referring to it as being baptized. And here, verse 4, well, verse 3, and we did all eat the same spiritual meat. That what they were talking about, spiritual food, but out there in the wilderness, what did they have? They were eating mannas and quails, huh? And so here, but listen to verse 4. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. There was some very significance of the rock that gave the water. The water was life-giving. Without the water, they would have survived. And so the rock represented the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what happened with Moses? Moses was instructed, I'll ask Style about this too. Hey, Style.
Yeah.
What was the result of Moses striking the rock twice instead of once?
Well, it certainly wasn't to protect the Secret Service. I can tell you that much.
Well, you'd be right about that, but that might have an application. But here you go. The rock was the Lord Jesus Christ. That rock represented Christ, and the smiting of the rock was his crucifixion. And so for Moses to strike the rock twice, I mean, to crucify Christ twice. And that wasn't going to happen. Now, today when people say, well, I lost my salvation, but then I got it back. And I had it for a while, but then I lost it again. Okay, you say, I ran into this woman, and well, you know how it goes, right? Well, here's the problem with that. If you could lose your salvation, you would. But in order to get it back, Christ would have to hang on a tree again. He'd have to go back up there. And he said he did it once and for all. It ain't going to happen again. You know, that was a one-time event. It'll never happen again, right? And so, anyhow, and did all drink the same spiritual rock, for they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. Remember what Jesus said to the woman at the well that came to get some water? He said, the water I got is living water. And he was referring to himself and going all the way back to the rock there. Alrighty, very good. I think we're going to, we have a whole lot to do tonight. Well, I don't know if I should go and finish this off. I think I'm going to stop right there because the next passage is, we're not going to have enough time to get through that tonight. So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to do some articles, but first I think I got to tell folks this. 888-281-1110. We haven't had one pledge since we started yet tonight. We're into, well, you won, me, okay? I haven't had one matcher. Not one match. You see, they're pretending like they're all watching Trump, but they're not. They're sitting there saying, he thinks we're all watching Trump. He doesn't know we're listening to him. So I don't have to pledge. God knows. God knows. Folks, there you go.
Well, there's only one way to prove you wrong, too, right?
That's right.
That's by dialing 216-901-0933.
That is right. 2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1- 3. That's a local number, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell me that you're not listening to us. So if you're not listening, call me to tell me now. We'll get, if they're Democrats, we got them.
We're going
to get them. We're going to. Come on, folks. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. You know, don't make me ask Lisa to hold her breath until you call. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. All righty. I'm going to get into some of the articles. And LGBTQ. These are the Democrats. The Democrats in California are speak out against, believe it or not, even in California, a bill that would make child sex trafficking a felony, right? The Democrats don't want to make child sex trafficking a felony because the Democratic Communist Party is flush. They're flush with pedophiles. That's the reality. And Gavin Newsom's California Protecting Children from Sex Trafficking is very controversial. Senate Bill 1414, introduced in the California Senate by Senator Shannon Grove from Bakersfield, aims to make soliciting sex from a minor a felony. It has been. I mean,
I was going to say, what am I missing there? It already is.
It's always been. I've ministered in prison ministry for 50 years, 45 years, going up there on a regular basis. We had many people that were in prison on sex crimes, and those with children were felonies. And so it's always been, to my knowledge. It's hard to imagine that a bill to protect children from sex trafficking would receive such opposition from the Democrats, and yet it has. Members of the lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queer community recently spoke out the bill, claiming that harsher penalties will impact minorities. Oh, boy. I mean, they'll play the race card on everything. I mean, they play the race on everything, especially the queer community, okay? Well, disproportionately. Well, why? Because the queer community are disproportionately child molesters. You see, pedophilia means child molesting, folks. That's what they're talking about. And the ACLU wants to legalize child molesting. One Democrat speaking against the bill to protect the children told legislators, "We stand against any measure that perpetuates systematic injustices and emphasizes instead the need for community-based solutions." In other words, that's their way of saying, we want to legalize pedophilia, we want to legalize child abuse and sodomy. By the way, do you know, folks, up until about the 60s, sodomy was a crime, and it still was even back in the 60s and the 70s in most states. So for hundreds and hundreds of years, that crime, the Democratic Party crime, they have two national crimes, one child killing and the other is sodomy. That's, if you're a Democrat, you have to be for both child killing and sodomy nowadays, or you would not be respected. Now, here, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano's statement on the assassination attempt on President Donald Trump. We are deeply grateful to our Lord who saved this brave warrior. I'll bet the Pope don't feel that way. The Gateway Report reported that Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano was summoned to the Vatican to be excommunicated by the Red Pope Francis. Pope Francis is clearly threatened by Archbishop Vigano because he is a true friend of the faithful and they're totally dedicated to the Catholic Church and sharing the word of Jesus. Well, anyhow, yes, this Archbishop Carlo Vigano, he holds to the teaching of the Catholic Church. He's pro-life, he's not pro-death, he's pro-family, he's not pro-sodomy. He actually holds to some of the Bible teachings, and this is why he's been excommunicated. The Pope does not. The Pope actually, and I heard him say that, humanly speaking, Jesus Christ failed at Calvary. If Jesus Christ failed at Calvary, folks, all is lost. There's no sense of me even being here. There's no sense of getting saved. Because if Christ failed at Calvary, nobody's going to be saved, folks. That's just it. And so the Pope has been wrong. And in my opinion, the Pope is a pure hardcore communist. We'll get a second opinion. Hey, Style.
Hey, Pastor.
What do you think? Do you think the Pope's a communist?
I completely agree with that statement.
There you go, you see. We did that in style. Now, I got to tell you about... Oh, you know what? Where'd that other article go? I had it here. Well, here you go. Quantico reportedly can't access the shooter's phone, yet claims he acted alone. Now, Elon Musk says, you know, I'm not buying that at all. Now, here's a problem with that. Biden's FBI, and doesn't that give you a lot of confidence knowing that the FBI is investigating this, right? Really gives us a lot of confidence. Biden's FBI has announced that they believe that the would-be assassin, didn't people die?
He killed a man.
Right. At former President Trump's Pennsylvania rally on Saturday, acted alone. Well, maybe they have something here, because actually there's some evidence that there may have been as many as three people involved in this. You know what? We're up against a break. I'll be right back. You hear that, you rhinos? You hear that, you rhinos out there? We're getting more and more fed up. We're tired of being betrayed by you rhinos out there, especially the 22 Blue here in Ohio. So we'll remember in November. You can bet on that. Now, Gary in Minnesota pledges $50. Thank you, Gary. Thank you. At least Gary wants me to keep me on the air.
He's the only one listening.
Yeah, maybe others think, well, maybe we've heard enough. 50 years of old Pastor Ernie. Maybe it's time to put him out to pastor. Well, folks, at least Gary, at least Gary remembers me. Thank you, Gary. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. Now, McTurnan didn't stay with me long. As soon as I think he must have got his internet back up, because he's not here. There you go.
Did you say before we went to break that they couldn't get into his phone, the shooter's phone?
Well, this is what he, now this is very interesting, right? They can't get into it. They follow you everywhere. They had his phone. By the way, he had a transmitting device. But here's the other thing, okay? And I agree with old Elon Musk on this one. First of all, they said that they identified him by what?
His DNA, right?
Well, if they knew nothing about him, how did they have his DNA? They said they had no record, no information. How did they have his DNA on file?
No criminal record, right? Interesting.
No criminal record, yet they managed to have his DNA. Do you think sometimes people are having a hard time believing the FBI?
Well, I wonder why.
There you go.
The whole phone thing caught me off guard, because if they can't get into his phone, I find it real interesting that his Twitter account's been completely scrubbed and deleted. And the other day, I don't know if you know what Discord is. It's a private messaging server. They deleted his account on there, and then a representative released a statement saying, and I've got it pulled up here, a Discord spokesperson said that the account was unused and contained nothing related to the attack.
Yeah, nothing. That,
very oddly specific, just to drop out of the blue.
Yeah. Yeah, folks, but we can have confidence. Yeah, the FBI is on the job. And we know we can trust Chris Wray, right? Almost as much as Merrick Garland.
They've never done anything distrustful, right?
Hmm. Oh, speaking of that, watch. Biden calls President Trump a real danger to the country. And here's what Biden was saying. Discussing, and he's talking about rural voters. Biden said, I've never seen circumstances where you ride through a certain rural area of the country and people have signs. These are Trump signs, and they're little signs with F you Biden. And with little kids standing there putting up the middle finger. You know what? I hate to say this because he was right on this. I actually saw a big group of Trump supporters out and the Trump motorcade coming, and they actually had some little kids were holding those signs. That was horrible. I mean, Trump supporters should know better. The other thing, too, I don't know if you noticed when the assassination attempt, you had people giving you the satanic, they're giving the satanic sign. I don't know if you saw that. Okay.
Didn't see that, no.
Yeah, they were doing that, and it was, people, folks, and, you know, that's, I know you could say, well, you don't necessarily have to be a Christian or be saved to like Trump. You can vote your pocketbook. Well, you know, still, boy, I'm going to tell you, it gives the rest of us a bad name when they do that, right? I mean, if you're going to do that, when I, in 2016, before the 2016, no, it was right after 2000, would have been in, 2016. After Trump was elected in January, I was in D.C. For the feminist had one of the dirtiest marches I've ever seen. It was it was the most disgusting thing you wouldn't believe it. And they were holding. They had kids. They had 10, and that's little 10-year-old boys and girls holding those signs saying, F you, Trump. They were the women they were wearing. Now, here's one of the disgusting things. You had the Muslim women were there dressed from head to toe, And next to them, you had the Democratic women, which, you know, the Muslims were Democrats too. And they were topless out there in 47-degree weather. And the only what they were wearing on top, on their, they had on caps on their heads. They were wearing caps that had that word on it on their heads. And then they had they had a big pink costume, a big pink costume that was supposed to be a vagina. And they had, they were wearing this, and they were sticking their heads out. And I'm looking at them, I was saying, I can't believe this, you know. You talk about, but here's even the worst thing than that. Okay, we had the March for Life there, the March for Life. You had, I mean, about a million people. And the march always ends right up in front of the Supreme Court building. It ends up, then people go down to and out of there. And as the march ends, you go down to the bottom of the hill, down to 4th Street. And usually by that time, that's where we would always get picked up. People would need to use a restroom. So they would go into the art museum down there. And, you know, the Christian women, the pro-life women, what they would do is they would go into the bathrooms, and if there was a line, they would wait. And they would, some of them would walk down the street to an, to one of the other museums if there was too many women in line in the bathrooms. That's what the pro-life women did. That's not what the pro-death women did. The Democrats, we when we went down there, and the women that were working there were mostly all Democrats, and they were disgusted because these women actually defecated on the stairs. They didn't want to wait in line. They actually, right, you know, and even the women that were working, they were telling us how absolutely, not, and these are Democrats. See, this is what Democrats do nowadays. I mean, it's gotten so bad morally, you know, when you, you're reduced to promoting sodomy, promoting baby killing, just unbelievable. And when they call pro-choice, they're not pro-choice, they're pro-death. And all of those that hate God love death. And that's reality, folks. And I'm going to tell you something, too. You better understand something here. You're not going to be standing between, when you die, it's given to all men once to die and then the judgment. You're not going to be standing before that Supreme Court of 73. You're going to be standing before God Almighty. And you're going to be, if you've killed your babies, you're going to be blood guilty, blood guilty. So you better think about that, because you will stand, that will happen. You will die, and you will be judged by Almighty God. Unless there's repentance, you're going to be in a burning lake of fire. That's what God has said. So, anyhow, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. If we don't hear from you, you're not going to be hearing from us very long. How come that light is flashing?
Had a little technical difficulty there for 2 seconds.
Oh, okay.
We're up and strong.
Alrighty. I was just wondering things. Lights flashing around here. It could be like one of those things if there's a UFO in the studio or something. But anyhow.
That could also be it.
Okay. Yeah, I can see. So Biden, he calls President Trump a real danger. And he said, these people, just because they don't agree with my tax policies, they say that bad word to me. Well, you know, Biden, I actually agree with you. I don't, I you know, we're supposed to have higher standards than that. We're not Democrats. All right, Brazilian model and influencer who became a sex trafficker and an enslaver, Kat Torres, sentenced to 8 years in prison for luring young women to the U.S. for sexual exploitation. What? She was once just a poor girl from the Amazon region of Brazil, determined to make it in the ruthless world of fashion and model. She's very pretty, physically pretty girl here. She would grow to lead for some time a life of luxury, eventually brushing shoulders with a list of very wealthy celebrities. Eventually, she would pivot into coaching some tens of thousands of clients on how to achieve greatness. But in her real life, away from the spotlight, Kat Torres was leading a dark, sinister life, ensnaring followers in a cult-like organization involving human trafficking and slavery. And that was an article in the Daily Mail. 888-281-1110. Folks, I'm sitting here. I'm looking through. I'm seeing the guys back there in the phone booth. And they're just sitting there. I mean, it's pitiful. They're looking, hoping that the phone would ring. I'm hoping that the phone would ring. I'm hoping that you folks would match my $1,000. I pledged $1,000. I put my money where my mouth is. So far, the only one on my screen right now is Gary. He's the only one that's popped up on my screen. Are you listening out there? 888-677-9673. Well,
you know, you did that last story. Still no word on Ghislaine Maxwell, huh? It's been, what, 2-3 years now? Still don't have information on the list or anything like that, the flight logs? That's good.
Well, you don't suppose it's because too many people in high places were on that list, right?
Oh, no. Couldn't be.
Yeah. And you don't suppose it was because Bill Clinton was 20-something times visited Epstein's Island, and we've, of course, had all of the royalty, the British royalty, involved over there, but they didn't talk about Epstein's ranch in New Mexico.
Oh, of course not.
Where Hillary was a frequent visitor to that ranch, and they didn't talk about all the little children that were taken there. And so, folks, no, that's right. You haven't heard much from Ms. Maxwell, have you, lately? But, you know, I'll tell you what, Forbidden Fruit and the Classrooms, the huge American sex abuse scandal that educators scandalously suppress. We talked about this over 50 years ago. We told people, please, if you love your kids, please get them out of the public schools. They're nothing but cultural Marxist indoctrination centers. We told people over and over. Here's an article was published by Real Clear Wire by James Varney. Every day, millions of parents put their children under the care of public school teachers, administrators, and support staff. They trust, however, their trust is frequently broken by predators and authority in what appears to be the largest ongoing sexual abuse scandal in our nation's history. Do you ever wonder why those people in the public education, why the school boards are so intent on keeping pornography in the libraries, right? Now, when you go into the libraries, and that's what a number of the parents have done at these hearings, and they've taken a book out of the libraries, they pulled in a school that their children have access to, and when they read them before the school board wants them arrested and removed, right? There you go. Called hypocrisy, isn't it? All right. Pastor Hal, praise the good Lord for Pastor Hal. Pastor Hal placed 100. If you can't match my 1,000, can you match Pastor Hal's 100? Or can you match Gary in Minnesota's 50? Give us a call at 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. It's, you know, it's tough enough being up, you know, during having pledge week, during the Republican Party convention week, but on the night that Donald Trump speaks, it's really tough. And so we know that you're listening out there. If you're listening, give us a call. We need to hear from you. Because we came seriously, seriously, seriously close again to having to go off some more stations. And the summertime is the worst time. You know, it usually starts about the end of September going into October. Things start picking up for us a bit. But, boy, I'm going to tell you, for all ministries like this one, summertime is a very tough time. People are taking vacations, and they kind of often forget about us. Now, they're listening to us on the radio, driving around in their cars, and they're listening to us. And, but, well, maybe when we get home, we'll drop him a check. You can give us a call at 888-281-1110. Or you can call us at 888-677-9673. We need to hear from you. Sleeper cells, and this is something that we were on top of all the way back, style, back in the 80s. Back in the 1980s, we were telling people about the Islamic sleeper cells in this country. Way back before 9/11.
Okay? I remember you doing that.
And I had back Pat Buchanan. He used to come on with me back in the 80s. Wait a minute. How old are you? Yeah, there you go. I caught it. That's right. Wow, you weren't. Anyhow, Pat Buchanan was really on top of this. I mean, we were talking about before 9/11 about all of the chatter out there. And how they were talking about. In fact, one of the things I'll always remember was on 9/10, the day before, Gary Hart, a former senator from Colorado, and another senator, he was the fellow, and I'm having one of my senior moments right now. He ran for president. He was the one that was a World War II Ranger who was injured, and I'm having one of my senior moments. But anyhow, I was listening to them on they were on C-SPAN the day before 9/11, and it was a little eerie, and I'm thinking that because what they were talking about was using commercial airliners to take out these big buildings, you know. But it was the way that they were doing this, and I'm thinking something is just not right about this. And it was almost like they were there to give the signal, everything's on, okay? I had a very, very bad feeling about that. But and then, of course, the next day, I happened just to sit down, turn on the television, and I was watching. And the news story was, at that time, there was a big sinkhole in the city there in New York City. A big sinkhole had swallowed a car. And right in the background of that, while I'm watching this, you saw the first plane fly into the World Trade Building, and I'll never forget that. That was very, very interesting. All right, Karen in Pennsylvania pledges 20. Walter in Arizona pledges 100. Okay, finally, we're getting some action here. Thank you. All right, folks, 888-281-1110. Betty in California pledges 100. Thank you, Betty. 888-677-9673. So, sleeper cells in almost every American urban area. Every day, prominent voices sound an ever more urgent alarm over the Biden regime's border policies and the multiple threats to the nation's security they're causing. We've been telling you for a long time, they've got, you know, there's 50,000 that we know of 50,000 Chinese national troops on American soil. They can do a lot of, and that's just, there's over 5 million Chinese we know, nationalists here, but 50,000 regular troops. And you know, folks, you're not hearing about this, and the Republican Party seems to be a little behind everything, okay? They keep talking about this huge red wave, And they don't understand. The Democrats are whispering, we're gonna throw this election. It's going to be voter fraud like you've never seen. If you think we did it, we stole it in 20. Wait till you see how we're going to steal it in 24, okay? And that's the word out there. And by the way, they're saying now, this is what was up on the left-wing media are saying, that Trump staged this assassination. That Trump staged that, folks, now. So how did he do that? Well, I figured it out. This must have been the way Trump staged it, you see. Remember the professional wrestlers where they would have those little red capsules they would have when they needed to get some blood, and they'd get out there, and the Bobo Brazil and Elio De Paula would be fighting with the Gallagher brothers, and all of a sudden, boom, one would hit, and there'd be blood all over the guy's face. Well, they actually have these little capsules that they have when they needed to. They carried them right inside their trunks, and they could get some blood. So maybe Trump did that.
Now you're giving the left ideas. You know Hulk Hogan gave a speech tonight at the RNC.
Did he?
Yeah.
And so anyhow, maybe he had one of those, and he slapped his ear. Okay, and there you go. Maybe. Well, I don't think so. Richard in Rocky River places 20. Thank you. 888. What do you folks out there think? 888-281-1110. Do you think Trump staged that? I don't know. 888-677-9673. You see, I would have known something was up when I seen a guy carrying a ladder and a rifle, okay? And knowing that this guy was not in any uniform, right? I could tell right away he wasn't any kind of security. And then I would say to myself, I wonder what he wants to get up on top of that building for. And I would say to myself, what is he going to do with that rifle? Now, that's deep stuff. I mean, that's way, way over Kimberly.
That's at least three or four different thoughts. That's way too much credit for her.
Yeah, that's way more than Kimberly Chitley. I mean, after all, she's qualified to be the director of the U.S. Secret Service because she worked at Pepsi-Cola, right, folks? This is what the Democratic Party strategy is all about. Unbelievable, folks. Now, this woman has got an attitude. She refuses to resign, and there's going to be hearings Monday. Hearings on Monday, so... Like Trump said, they're coming after you. I'm just in the way. They have come after us. You've heard. All you have to do is look at the January Sixers to realize just how much they have come after us. And it's time, folks, we turn the tables. It's time we put the bad guys in jail and not the good guys, right? Okay, it's time that those that commit such things that the Democrats do, and not pro-lifers. You know, the FBI Justice Department has listed pro-lifers, National Right to Life. Me! They've listed as terrorists that got us on the terrorist list, right? Not Antifa, not Black Lives, burn, loot, and murder, if you will. No, but they've got us on that. So... Anyhow, 888, we're coming up to a break. What a great time to call during the break. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Now, there's some, we talked about before, there may be as many as three shooters. We're going to be playing a clip after the top of the hour we come back from the break. Listen carefully to the clip because there's going to be a lot of information in there that you need to share with people because, well, that's what we're here for. We're here to be the watchman on the wall, to bring you what's actually happening, what NBC, ABC, CBS can't keep from you. So we will be back right after this. A whole lot more. Meanwhile, 888-281-1110. Be right back.
Fight the fight, live to stand, light the light.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.